现在呢我们是读今日读经的经文。
我们现在来念今天的经文。
你可以用中文，可以用广东话，可以用英文。
我们可以用国语、广东话、英文也可以。
我们一起来读出这个经文好吗？
我们来一起念出这一节的经文好吗？
准备。
好，来。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
感谢主，使徒行传一章八节的经文。
感谢主，在使徒行传第一章第八节的经文，
就是我们今天讲到的经文，
就是今天我们的讲道主题经文。
今天我们讲到的主题呢，
我们今天讲到的主题呢，
就是宣教律法六种连接世界的方法，
就是宣教六法六种连接世界的方法。
今天呢，我们很感恩有呢Steve Weeps 的宣教士在我们中间。
我们今天很感恩有 Steve Weeps 宣教士在我们中间。
我们呢邀请他来到台上面。
Let me invite you. 我们先邀请他上来。
Our missionary Steve Weeps is the OMF missionaries, and he's also an advisor in different churches to give us about missionary mission works.
他是从海外基督使团来的，然后他就在不同的教会去鼓励我们怎样做好宣教。
今天我们感恩他可以来我们中间替我们分享。Thank you so much for your sharing.
好感恩啦，佢能够嚟到我哋当中啊，同我哋一齐分享。
我将时间交俾佢。Yeah.
Okay. 俾我少少时间啦。
Okay, I have this. Okay, thank you. Good morning.
大家早安。
Thank you so much for the privilege of being here today.
谢谢大家，我很荣幸能够来到这里。
Pastor Edith, Pastor Peter, thank you so much. This is really a privilege.
郑牧师、梅牧，谢谢你们邀请。
I'm still just kind of overwhelmed with the worship time.
我在敬拜的时候是很感动。
Of course, I don't speak Chinese.
当然我是看不懂中文的。
But I do speak Japanese, or at least I read it to some extent, and so I could read some of the things.
但是我可以讲日文和看一些日文，所以我看懂中文。
But I was so impressed by the spirit of the worship today.
但是我感动就是敬拜时候那种的灵，我们有敬拜的灵在当中。
So, worship team, thank you.
再次谢谢敬拜团。
Okay. I'd like to start off today by telling you my missionary story very briefly.
我想开始的时候先跟大家简单的分享我宣教的事工。
I'm from Louisiana.
我是从路易斯安那州来的。
After college, I went, came out here to California to be on Campus Crusade staff.
大学毕业以后，我就来到南加州这里参加了那个学员传道会。
I met Kathy, my wife, in Riverside, and we got married in 1983.
我就认识我太太 Kathy, 在河滨市里面，我们是1983年结婚。
So we just celebrated 40 years.
我们就刚刚庆祝40周年。
After our two kids were born, we joined OMF International.
我们两个孩子出生的时候，我们就参加了海外使团。
Our church sent us out to Japan in 1989.
89年我们的教会就把我们差派到日本。
We both started teaching at the Christian Academy in Japan, a school for missionary kids in Tokyo.
我们两个开始的时候就在一所基督教的学院这所就是在东京为了宣教士子女所开的学院。
Kathy taught there for 20 years and I taught there for 8 years.
太太就在那边教了20年，我就只教了8年。
Then just as our kids were getting into high school, I switched to church planting.
但两个孩子他们进入中学的时候，我就开始做职堂工作。
It was hard work because my Japanese language wasn't that good, but my kids and my wife helped me a lot.
我开始就很辛苦, 因为我的日文还不是很好, 但是太太跟, 两个孩子, 他们帮我很多。
Both of our kids graduated from Christian Academy, and they came back to California to go to university.
两个孩子就在那所的基督学院里面中学毕业, 然后他们就回到美国来上大学。
So I went on with a ministry of evangelism and discipleship for a few more years. I loved what I did.
我就继续多几年就是去布道或者是做门徒训练去在那边服侍多几年。
But God moved us back to the U.S. in 2011 to join the mobilization department of OMF.
2011年神就把我们呼召回来美国就在OMF开始了
This was just in time to see both our daughter and our son happily married in 2011-2012.
刚刚就是我们两个孩子结婚, 一个是2011年, 一个是2012年, 他们结婚了。
But now, after 22 years in Japan, what did missions mobilization look like in the United States?
那我就想在日本二十几年的宣教, 在美国回来的时候, 推动宣教意味是什么?
Our mission, OMF, asked us to head up a new team that would help churches do missions well.
所以那时候海外使团就请我们开一个新的部门是怎样帮助教会做好宣教。
And that's why I'm here today to encourage this church to keep doing from God's word to invest in the Great Commission.
所以今天我就在这里跟大家分享我们怎样把大使命宣教做得更好。
Over the years as a missionary, I've seen churches do a lot of different things to get their people involved.
过去那么多年做身为宣教士, 我看到教会做很多很多的事情来做服侍宣教。
I'm going to divide those efforts into six groups, into the six ways to reach God's world.
我就分类,大概可以说是有六种方法我们来连接神的世界。
Go, welcome, mobilize, send, pray, learn.
这是出去、接待、动员、祷告、差派、学习。
Let's look at them one by one.
我们来一个一个来看哈。
Kathy and I were goers.
太太跟我，我们是属于出去的人。
We served cross-culturally to take the gospel, the good news, to the lost people.
我们是透过跨文化的服饰。 来把好消息传给带给迷失的人。
And we were strongly influenced by the Lord's words in Acts 1:8.
我们深深的被主的话感动，特别是在《使徒行传》这里一章八节。
Okay, do you want to say that in Chinese?
Sure.
Go ahead.
这里说哈，但圣灵降在你们身上，你们必得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极。
So we went to the ends of the earth and we studied Japanese language and culture, but we're also aware that the nations have come here to us in the U.S.
我们自己就真的走到地极，我们到日本，但是现我发现现在很多人外国人来到我们美国这里。
Samaria, in this verse, would probably be like your church sending some people maybe to Los Angeles to get to know Somali people.
撒玛利亚对于我们来说，或者是对于我们教会来说，可能就是我们去LA那边，然后服侍那个索马里人。
You too, if you did that, you would need to study the culture, you need to ask questions, you need to become a careful listener.
如果我们真的这样做， 可能也要学的，学他们的语文文化，要懂得问问题。
Or maybe you would go to with the campus minister. You would go maybe University of California to meet some Japanese students or some Indian students when they're studying.
或者我们可以到在本地不同的校园里面去认识那边的日本留学生或者是印度学生这样。
The important thing to remember is that if we don't cross those cultural barriers, it's likely that many millions of people will never hear the name of Jesus or know about his great love for them.
重要的是，如果我们不愿意跨出这个文化的界限，就是有百万人他们没有机会认识神，也 不认识神的爱。
There just aren't enough Jesus followers in their cultures.
所以我们要成为在他们的文化里面成为神的跟随者。
Another important thing is to note that many of you will help goers.
更重要的事情就是可能我们当中很多人你们就是帮助一些人出去。
I will use the other five ways with some stories of the people who influenced me in my going.
我就用以下五种方法来做一个例子，就给大家看到我怎样得到帮助在这方面。
It all started with welcoming for us.
我先来说，这里就是接待。
To welcome is to care for and befriend the nations who come to our city, our country, to work, to study, to have a new life.
接待意思是我们怎样关心，而且与一些来到我们城市的万国万民跟他们交朋友。
Let's stay in the book of Acts and find an example of this in Paul welcoming Aquila and Priscilla.
我们看看圣经和使徒行传第十八章的一到第三节，这里说保罗怎样欢迎雅居拉跟他的妻子百基拉。
After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. He found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla. And he went to see them, and because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade.
这里说，这是以后保罗离了雅典，来到哥林多，遇见一个犹太人，名叫雅居拉，他生在本都，因为那时候犹太人要离开罗马，所以他带了妻子把基拉来从意大利来，保罗就投奔了他们。他们本是制造帐篷为业，保罗因与他们同业，就和他们同住同工。
You see, this welcomer didn't just wait for the foreigners to come to his church. He went out looking for opportunities to engage those people.
我们看到欢迎或者是接待人的时候，不是等坐在那边等人家来，保罗是走出去去找人的。
Randy was a welcomer that made a difference in my life, even before Kathy and I had made plans to go overseas.
我自己的例子就是 Randy, 他怎样来帮助我们，但我跟太太还没有一种意识是要到海外去。
He was a school teacher in our church, and he started an exchange program.
他在我们教会里面 是一位老师，然后他就开始了一个学生交换的计划。
That's when we first met our first Japanese exchange students. They lived with us for a few weeks.
那个时候就是我们第一次接触了外国人，就是一位日本来的学生，他就住在我们家几个礼拜。
Through this, we got a glimpse of what God might be calling us to.
透过这位学生，我们就有点感觉神要我们做什么。
See, Randy never became a missionary, but he introduced us to the world.
Randy, 他本人不是宣教士，可是他把我们带到这个服事的环境里面。
One practical idea is to invite college students from different countries, maybe, to cook like for you and your friends, or maybe put on some kind of a festival with a variety of food and cultural things.
大家可以做的就是我们可以邀请留学生他们来到我们家里或教会，我们有聚会就请他们来做不同的菜给我们吃。
That's one way that your church might be able to welcome people the way that Randy did with us.
这样就我们可以有机会来接触那些海外的学生，就好像 Randy 帮助我们怎样去接触这位日本的学生一样。
One Chinese church I know in Orange County offered to give driving lessons to new people coming from overseas.
我知道在附近有在 Orange County 有一个华人教会，他们是帮叫移民新移民来开车嘛，叫他们开车。
And the other places are delivering furniture for refugees.
或者是送家私给难民。
Your microphone is it okay? Oh, there.
All right.
Okay.But we need to see. So Kathy and I were learning about cultures through our welcoming experience.
所以他来跟我是透过这种的接待，我们学了很多的经验。
But we needed a big push to get us overseas. We needed to be mobilized.
可是我们还需要更大的推动，就是被动员。
To mobilize is to share the vision of God's mission so that other people get motivated to get involved.
动员意思就是我们分享神宣教的意向，然后帮助推动他们参与。
Let's look at Barnabas in Acts chapter 11 as he mobilized Saul, who would later become Paul.
我们来看巴拿巴他怎样动员扫罗，这位扫罗后来就成为保罗哈。经文是在《使徒行传》第十一章二十四到二十六节。这里说，那巴拿巴就是个好人，被圣灵充满，是不是？好，圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有很多人归服了主。他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了，就带他回到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫。和教会一同聚会，教训了许多人，门徒被称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
So, Jack and Darlene were missionaries in Indonesia.
Jack 跟 Darlene 就是在印尼做宣教士。
They invited us over to their house for delicious Indonesian food.
他们就请我们到他们家里，然后享受很好吃的印度菜。
And this helped us to get over our shyness because we ask questions about missions.
那帮助我们就学习了怎样跟宣教士学习，问他们一些问题。
So how could your church mobilize and encourage people to get involved in the Great Commission?
我们教会怎样去推动鼓励弟兄姐妹参与宣教呢？
What about a class on missions? Just like a Sunday school class.
可不可以是我们在主日学开课呢？
I love to teach and to learn God's word.
我自己喜欢教导，而且我也很爱主的话语。
And of course I know that in churches we need parenting classes, child classes, grandparenting classes, finance classes.
我们知道教会我们有很多时候我们就是有一些课就是父母孩子或外祖母或者怎样财务管理 这种的课程。
But I feel sad, most churches do not have any classes on missions.
可是我觉得很心痛，但我看到很多教会没有关于宣教的课程。
One of the results of that is that the American church is sending fewer and fewer workers across the cultural barriers with the good news.
我们看到现在美国越来越少差派宣教士跨文化的服事。
For every goer, we need dozens of senders.
每一个出去的人后面要有许多许多的支持者。
To send is to give, to encourage, to support workers.
就是需要差派。差派意思就是我们需要奉献、鼓励，而且我们有计划的支持在外面的工作的人员。
Let's again look at the Antioch church, how they sent their workers.
我们再次看安提阿怎样差派他们的工人出去。使徒行传十三章第一到第三节，这里说在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西缅、古利奈的路球。与分封王叙律同养的马念并扫罗，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我照他们所做的工，于是进食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们出去。
Thank you. Do you see how committed they were to sending their own workers?
大家看到他们怎样努力去差派工人出去吗？
What does it say they did here?
大家看这里他们做了什么事情？
They fasted and prayed.
他们是禁食祷告。
Now, I'm not saying that it works this way.
我不是说我们一定要这样做。
But what if Jesus said to your church, for each person in this church who fasts one day, then I'll send a worker to the harvest.
如果我们教会可能是神对我们每一位弟兄姐妹说，你只要禁食一天，是为了差派一个工人出去。
If that were true, then we would be fasting a lot, right?
如果真的这样，我们自己会很多禁食祷告是吗？
Or maybe we would be looking for someone else to fast.
或者可能我们就期待别人去禁食。
So I'm not sure if my elders fasted. This is a picture of them sending us to Japan.
这个就是我们的差派会，就是长老们为我们祷告送差派我们去日本的时候。
But I know that my elders, they passionately prayed for us, and often they prayed for us.
但是我相信他们是很热切的为我们逼迫的为我们祷告，而且支持我们出去。
But a lot of churches stop praying really after they send.
很多教会差派会之后，他们就不会再祷告了。
But one of our supporters, a man named Frank, he laid a concrete slab. He built a shed in his backyard.
我一位朋友 Frank 他就在他的后院里面帮我们盖了一个小房子。
And there he put in our possessions that we could not take to Japan.
我们去日本的时候，一些东西留下来就放在里面。
So later, even after 4 years, we came back. There was all of our things.
四年后我们回来东西就在那边。
So we lived here for 1 year. And then after that, we put them back inside again.
我们在这里住了一年，我们去的时候又把东西放在里面。
Later, when our kids came, when our kids were in college, Frank offered them space in the shed for them to put their things.
甚至等到我们孩子长大，当我们去念大学的时候。Frank 也给我们两个孩子把东西放在这里。
What a practical way to add jewels to his crown.
你看这是很实际的Frank 他在他的冠冕上加了那个宝石。
Now speaking of jewels in the crown, we all know it is the prayer warriors who will have many jewels in their crown.
讲到宝石我们知道祷告者、代祷者他们冠冕是很多宝石的。
Because the work of God is really done on our knees.
因为神的工作是在我们的膝盖上开始的。
To pray is to intercede regularly for a worker, for a ministry, for a people group, for a country, something like that.
祷告是什么？就是我们定期的为特定一个某个工人、事工或者是族群来代祷。
This in Acts chapter 12, this is the story about Peter escaping from jail.
这里使徒行传十二章是讲到彼得在监狱里面被释放出来。
Okay, and so this is the servant then that is talking about.
这里就是他出来的时候，就圣经这样记载哈，听得是彼得的声音，就欢喜的顾不得开门。那个是在那个工人那个女仆人她进去告诉众人说彼得站在门外，他们说你是疯了，使你极力的说真是他，他们说必是他的天使。彼得不住的敲门，他们开了门看见他，就甚惊奇。
Now, besides the obvious humor of the church gathered to pray for Peter's release, and then they didn't believe it when it happened.
这里就是除了这里很幽默的说，教会聚集在一起为彼得能够得释放祷告，但是事情发生了，他们却不相信。
But notice also one other practical thing.
但是我们注意另一个很实际的事情。
Their prayer time was sacrificial time.
他们祷告的时候就是一种牺牲的。
The same people who arrested Peter could break in any moment into their room and take them to jail too.
因为抓彼得的人，随时可以来抓他们的。
Compare that to what happened to me last month in my church.
好像我教会刚刚上个月发生的事情。
I was given 6 minutes to interview and pray for the missionaries that were there that day.
就是那天有一位宣教士来到我们教会，我就有6分钟跟他面谈和为他祷告。
6 minutes.
6分钟。
We had to stay on schedule, right?
我们大家知道时间是很紧的嘛。
Okay. Those who practice this sixth way of prayer, they look for opportunities to learn as much as they can about what happens in missions.
所以我们要把握时机，在很短的时间里面，我们怎样去了解跟学习关于这一方面宣教的事情。
And they keep praying until they get an answer.
他们就会一直的祷告，直接到他们得到那个答案。
This reminds me of Eileen.
我也想到我一位朋友是艾琳啊。
She wrote to us often when we were in Japan to ask us about the people that we were sharing Jesus with.
当我们在日本的时候，他就时常写信，问候我们，就了解那边的事情，也了解我们所服侍的对象。
So what a blessing it was when we came home.
当我们回家的时候是一种很大的蒙福。
And she asked us again about all these people she had been praying for 4 years.
她就问我们很多问题，就是在过去四年她所为那些对象祷告的人。
Okay, we've touched on now going and welcoming and mobilizing and sending and praying.
我们刚刚讲过出去接待，欢迎，祷告，而且动员。
When I think of learn, which is to explore and study what God has stirred up in the heart for mission, I think right away about a man named Casey.
当我们进到学习的时候，我就说我们怎样去探索学习神在宣教事工里面怎样感动我们。我就想起一位朋友是Casey。
Casey met me at a men's group in Fresno when we were on our home assignment in
2006-2007.
He asked if he could stay in touch with me when we went back to Japan.
他就是问我，当我们回日本的时候，他可不可以跟我们保持联络？
I said, yes, but I didn't expect him to do it.
我说当然可以，但是我没有期待他会这样做的。
But every 3 or 4 months, he would Skype or Zoom me in Japan and ask me questions about how things were going.
但是几个月，他就会跟我们联络视频，就问那边的生活怎样。
A few years later, Casey left his job and he began to raise support to become a campus minister to reach international students in Fresno.
他几年后他自己就退休了，他就在 Fresno 里面参加了一些学员事工，在那边服侍。
He says those conversations with me in Japan were very important in his life.
他说过去我们在日本的时候，他跟我们那种的对话帮助他很大，在他以后宣教的事工里面。
In Acts chapter 11, we see the disciples were scattered all over the Mediterranean area after the persecution of Stephen.
在《使徒行传》里面这里说是在使提凡的事件之后，就门徒四散，他们就在那边就是走到不同的地方里面。
So some of the people went 300 miles north to Antioch and they began to preach to Gentile people, not Jews, to Gentiles.
就是有一些人他们就走了差不多300里走到安提阿那边，去把福音传给外邦人，不是传给犹太人哦。So
here is, look at chapter 11, verse 21 and 23.
Yeah. 我们看《使徒行传》11章，我来念，21到23节，主与他们同在。 信而归主的人就很多了，这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提阿为止。他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人立定性志，恒久靠主。This
was really a vision trip for Barnabas.
这是巴拿巴一种的意向之旅。
Just 2 chapters later, chapter 13, he is going to be called with Saul to go on a missionary journey.
因为2章圣经以后，他跟扫罗就被呼召差派出去。
Maybe it all started that day when he was glad. What does it say? He was glad he saw the grace of God in the lives of the people in Antioch.
这里说，当他第一天来到安提阿的时候，看到神所赐恩给门徒，他心里很欢乐。
Any chance that your church is looking for practical ways to learn about missions?
大家有没有可能我们教会里面去学习宣教呢？
If you're sending teams of people to Mexico, maybe you have a class on Spanish.
如果我们要派一个短宣队去墨西哥，可能我们要开西班牙雅语的课程去做。
But motivation is an important question.
但这里哈，动机是很重要的问题。
Why do people get involved in the Great Commission?
为什么人会参与宣教呢？
I've heard lots of motives for why people get involved.
我听过很多不同的动机哈。
Some people do feel guilty because they have so much and other people don't have very much.
有些人是真的有一种内疚感，因为他们拥有很多，其他人就很贫穷。
Other people are really in love with adventure.
或者有人是很喜欢去探险。
They love culture and people.
得喜欢接触文化不同的人。
And other people just say, well, I'm just going to be obedient to the Great Commission.
有人说我去因为我是服从了神的大使命。
Let me tell you a little more of my story.
我来跟大家分享我自己的故事。
I grew up in a church that preached about missions a lot.
我成长的教会里面是教很多关于宣教的教导。
I heard the command to go into all the world to preach the gospel.
我就学到了，就是我们要走到万民当中来传达福音。
I was reminded from time to time that the needs in the world were overwhelming, that billions of people were dying without Christ.
我常常听到就是说外面的世界很大，很多人世上需要很多。
And of course, I was challenged. I needed to love those people that Jesus died for.
但我是被挑战，就是为了主耶稣所爱所舍命的人，我要去爱他们。
I remember they gave us a list of the peoples that we needed to pray for, and I tried to become to feel sorrow for those people.
我就他们就给教会给我们一个名单，就是为不同的族群来祷告，是我要通信来为他们祷告。
But it's very hard to do that.
但是很难做的。
And then I arrived in Japan.
然后我到最后我到了日本。
For 20 years in Japan, I worked hard to show God's love for the people.
20年我就很努力去传福音，告诉他们耶稣的爱。
But these three motivations, command, need, and love, they were not good enough when I got tired.
但是我们看这三个动机，意思是要服从神的吩咐，人的需要，或者我们出于我们的爱。是不助于当我疲倦的时候。
You know, in Japan, we saw little fruit.
在日本的服事的效果很小。
Often I wanted to go home.
很多时候我就想回家。
I began to wonder if these people deserved to know about Jesus since they would not believe in him.
有时候我就想，这些人配不配得认识耶稣？
I remember one time I got on the train and I looked around all of the train.
我记得有一次我在车站里面，我就看一看车上面的人。
I thought that maybe nobody on that whole train, hundreds of people, nobody on that train had any idea of what it meant to have a relationship with the God who made them.
我就想象哈，我就看有电车上有几百个人，我就想有没有一个人或者甚至没有一个人，他们意识到创造他们的主。
Then someone gave me a book by John Piper called Let the Nations Be Glad.
有一次一位朋友给我送我一本书，是 John Piper 约翰派伯写的他的名字就是说让万民都欢喜。
I realized as I was reading that book that the only pure and lasting motivation for missions is that Jesus would receive all glory.
我就在那边我就学到 宣教动机那个纯正而且能够持久的动机，就是主耶稣得到所有的荣耀。
Let's read just a short passage. The highest of missionary motives is neither obedience to the Great Commission nor love for sinners who are alienated and perishing, but rather zeal, burning and passionate zeal for the glory of Jesus Christ.
这里说哈，宣教最高的动机不是服从了大使命，也不是因为爱那些疏离或被世上的罪人，而是一种热情，对于耶稣基督荣耀的热情，那种燃烧激烈的热情。
So I realized I had been on the mission field for many years, and somehow I missed this.
我就发现我在宣教工厂做了几十年，可是我就没有看到这一点。
Somehow, in all the years of church work back home, missions preparation, I didn't understand this foundational truth.
就是过去在教会的学习和准备出宣教的时候，我都没有把握看到这一个很基本的真理。
So I began to ask God, increase my passion for His glory.
所以我就开始祷告，求神加添我这种羡慕耶稣基督中的荣耀。
I wanted my compassion to flow out of that passion for him.
我想我那种怜悯哦，要从这里出发，因为为了耶稣基督的荣耀。
As a result, I began to spend more time in prayer and praise.
因为这样，我就开始花更多的时间来祷告赞美。
And it wasn't a waste of time.
这不是浪费时间哦。
I began to read the word even with a different view.
我开始看圣经，其实有不同的看法。
The Bible said in so many places that God will receive glory from the nations.
圣经很多经文都是说神会从万民当中得到荣耀。
Psalm 96, sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth.Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples.
诗篇九十六篇这样说哈，你们要向神唱新歌，全地都要向他歌唱。列邦要述说他的荣耀，万民要述说他的奇事。
I found myself beginning to love the people even when they didn't respond.
我开始爱一些人，纵使他们没有回应。
I think my preaching changed. I began to spend more time talking about how wonderful God is.
我的讲道也开始改变了，我开始讲更多关于神的荣耀。
I began to be caught up in a wonder of adoring the Almighty God.
我就被神全能那种的能力而羡慕。
And I wanted to share that wonder with every person in the world.
我就想把这种的喜乐，就是跟世界每个人来分享。
Worshipping the Almighty God should produce a joy inside of me, right?
敬拜全能的神会在我们心里面启动那种喜乐，是吗？
So that I want everyone else to have that joy too.
就我也想每个人都可以有这种的喜乐。
It's like when my kids played, when they were playing basketball.
好像我孩子在打篮球的时候
and they do something really good.
他有一些好的表现。
So I want every person in the gym to know that's my child.
我就想运动里面所有的人都知道，哎，这是我的孩子。
I began to realize every place that the nations don't worship God is a dark place because God deserves to be worshipped.
我就想世界上每个角落，他们黑暗，就是因为他们在那边没有敬拜神。
Have you ever thought of that?
我们有没有这样想过？
We're in the midst of some just engaging worship, like today. We're in the midst of that, and we remember people in the world have never been invited into that experience.
好像我们早上在这种很跟神很亲密的敬拜的时候，我们就想世界很多地方他们没有这个机会，没有被邀请来敬拜神。
Like I was saying at the beginning, I didn't even understand, I couldn't even read the language, and yet the spirit of the worship engaged me.
好像我跟大家分享，早上你们敬拜的时候，我是听不懂中文，可是我跟你们一起 来投入敬拜。
And yet think of so many people who never have that opportunity to worship God like that.
我们想想看，多少人他们没有机会这样来敬拜。
They don't know the God who loves them so much.
他们不认识爱他们的主。
They don't know what it means to be close to that God.
他们不知道跟主亲密是什么感觉。
I do missions because I want every person in the world to have the same kind of worship that I get to have.
我去宣教其实目的就是想每个人都有我这种的经验。
You see how compassion flows out of my passion for God.
你知道这种对人的怜悯其实是从主触发的。
We don't have to keep working, like working and working and working to get a love. Give me some love, give me some love for these people we don't know. Try to make ourselves feel guilty because we don't do more.
所以我们不需要就是 很努力很努力去做，然后就是求更多的爱，对不同的人求更多的爱，或者感觉到是很内疚。
No, we fall in love with Jesus, and when we do, the things that are breaking Jesus' heart breaks my heart.
我们爱主，然后伤主心的事情会伤我们的心。
So if we focus on Jesus, on His glory, His kingdom, we will delight in Him, and we will delight in every place where His name is honored.
所以我们注目在主耶稣里面，我们注目他的荣耀，他的全能里面，所以在每一个地方，我们都看到神的荣耀。
But wait a minute. How big is the task that's in front of us?
那我们就来看这个事工有多大呢？
How are our resources doing?
你们有多少的资源来做？
Well, maybe you already know this, but one third of the world has never had the opportunity to worship Jesus.
可能你们都知道哦，世界人口三分之一，他们没有机会敬拜神。
And so we need all of us.Together working to accomplish the task that God has given us.
所以我们需要所有的人，每一位弟兄姐妹，我们参与。
I'm reminded of what a missions director just told my friends and I a few days ago.
我的朋友几天前就跟我说过这句话。
This next generation bleeds for injustice, so our global missions efforts need to show that what we're doing is ultimately great for the world.And life-changing, as well as a part of a discipleship pathway and an act of obedience. As I talk with people, I'm seeing there's so much skepticism about any measure of U.S. superiority complex where we come to save people, or the trips are more for us than for the people that we came to serve.
这里的大意的意思是说，这位牧师这样说，他说下一代的人，他们被不公义而受伤，所以我们全球宣教的努力工作就要给他们看到，我们是为了世界，为了生命的改变来做的，而且这就是我们门徒的途径，也就是我们服从神的一个行为。所以当他说，当我跟人家说谈话的时候，我看到他们在怀疑我们这种美国忧郁感，就是我们要去拯救别人那种感觉，而且我们出去是为了我们自己多过于真的服务其他人。
Are we convinced that taking the gospel across cultures is it good for the world? Is it something that will change people's lives?
我们自己真的这样相信，就是透过跨文化把福音带给他们，是对他们好吗？是改变生命的吗？
I know it could be easy to be negative, to just want to give up.
我想我们很容易放弃，就是负面的感觉。
But what do we see in the Great Commission?
但是我们再看看大使命里面怎样说。这里说，神说在，主耶稣说在天上地下，所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
The church, that's you and me.Are promised that we have all the skills, the resources we need to do what He asks us to do.
教会就是你跟我，我们得到承诺，是神会给我们所有的资源，你所需要的事情，去实现大使命。
And the proof of that is looking at the end of the story, Revelation chapter 7.
怎样去证明呢？我们可以看将来的事情是在启示录第七章。启示录第七章。第九到第十节这样说，此后我观看， 见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从万国、万族、万民、万方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，大声喊着说：愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
That means that I can have hope.
所以这里是给我有很大的盼望。
Do you see why?
你们看到吗？
Because the Great Commission is going to be accomplished.
因为大使命最后会成全的。
All the nations will be there around the throne.
就是所有的人会围绕着宝座。
The nations will be enjoying God's presence forever.
就是他们会在神的面前直到永远。
And I have a wonderful job to do.
然后我自己就有很奇妙的工作去做。
I get to come to churches like this to encourage you to find your place in that great challenge.
所以我就很兴奋地来到你们教会里面跟你们分享鼓励。
Let's wrap up with three quick points.
来，我们来用三个词来总结今天的讲道。
God's word, God's world, and God's work.
这里说到神的话语、神的世界、神的工作。
First of all, we soak in God's word until we are convinced that the nations need to hear.
我们先要在神的话语里面抱浸在里面，直接到我们相信这个世界需要神的。
Look at Psalm 67.
我们来看诗篇六十
七篇。May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations.
诗篇六十七篇这样说，愿神怜悯我们，赐福与我们，用脸光照我们，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
And then we bathe ourselves in prayer, looking around God's world.
而我们就进入祷告，看看神所做的世界。
And see all the things that God's people are doing to finish the Great Commission.
我们就看神的子民怎样去完成这个使命。
We find the Bible translators, the church planters, and the many cultures that we can pray for.
我们就看到有很多好像圣经翻译。或者这跨文化或者其他的事情。
Then we ask our Father, what does He want us to do personally?
我们就问我们的父神，他要我们做什么。
Then we do that with all of our heart in His strength.
然后我们就用全心去做，靠着圣灵的能力。
So if we have been transformed by His love, we will want other people to know Him, right?
如果我们的生命会更新，我们也希望其他人也得到这种的更新。
From the highest mountains in the Himalayas,
就是从喜马拉雅最高的山峰
，to the darkest jungles of the Amazon,
直到亚马逊最阴暗的森林
，from the poorest villages in Africa,
或到非洲最贫穷的村落
，to the richest mansions in Sweden,
到瑞典最豪华的。富有的豪宅。
We will want everyone to fall on his or her knees before our Creator and give him thanks and praise.、Right?
我们想每个人都跪在他们的膝盖上面，来向我们的神把荣耀归给他。
Let's pray again.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, these things that have been shared today are.、Well, they're just simple things.
神啊，我今天跟弟兄姐妹所分享的是很简单的事情。
But we put them in your hands and we ask you to bless them.
算是我们交在你的手里面，恳求你祝福。
Lord, we pray that you will multiply just as you did with the fishes and the loaves. You will multiply the words today to give us something to eat deeply.
我就求你，好像你所行的神迹，二饼无语这样，把我们所摆上的，去做得更好，更多。
As you fill us up with your love and grace, that you will then energize us to go to the world.
神啊，用你的爱恩典来充满我们，给我们能力来出去。
And we ask that in the name of Jesus.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名祈求。Amen.
You're welcome. Look, thank you. Again, it's such a pleasure to be here.
再次真的是很荣幸能够在这里。
I believe inside your, inside, let's see, where's your bulletin? There's a bulletin someplace, right? You have the thing for today, right?
我们的程序表有吗? 大家手上有吗?
Okay, so inside there, there's a blank page there. Could I ask you to do something, please?
其实在你们应该有，我想请大家做一件事情。
Could you just write down something really quickly right now, something that you that God said to you during this time?
我想大家就写下来，今天在我们聚会的时候，神跟你说了什么，把它写下来。So
yeah, you need to find a pencil or pen, but take just a moment right now, write something down. What did God say to me today?
好，就是自己写下来，还有每个人写下来，神跟你说了什么，你把它写下来。
Every time we come together under the teaching of God's word, we should expect God will say something to me.
我每一次去分享的时候，或者聚会的时候，我都期待神会跟我说一些东西。
Okay, and thank you.
好吗？好，谢谢大家。